this greater Israel project of Netanyahu blew up in his face by the president of these United States. And now you got what you got. Now you have to go to a three-state solution, and one of those states has to be, wait for it, the Christian state of Jerusalem. We need a Christian state in the Holy Land. You just need it. In the Middle East, Haaretz, I'll put it up tomorrow. Netanyahu, I'm inside his head. He's very upset with my use of the word protectorate or client state or vassal state. He says that they're not, and they're a free partner, but people over there talking to Qatar, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, and Erdogan, who's going to be the security force in Gaza, and the United States team of Jared and Witkoff and Marco, Senator Secretary of State's over there, and the Vice President and others are dealing directly with the new it's a Palestinian state. That's a proto-Palestinian state. And Marco went over there today and just said, hey, there is no further development of the West Bank, and the West Bank's not going to be annexed by Israel, full stop. And we don't care what the Knesset says, because the Knesset tried to embarrass JD the other day and voted, you know, to do it. People are not listening, and they need to listen. This greater Israel project of Netanyahu blew up in his face by the president of these United States. And now you got what you got. And, you know, they're saying, hey, Hamas has got to, but Hamas is a minor player here. Erdogan, the Egyptians, the UAE, the Saudis, the people going to provide the troops, Qatar going to be writing big checks. And look, President Trump has a vision of how this is going to work. Jared Kushner did the Abraham Accords. It's kind of more of a business deal and diplomatic deal. His work to date, that's kind of the template. And this is why now you have to go to a three-state solution. And one of those states has to be, wait for it, the Christian state of Jerusalem. We need a Christian state in the Holy Land. You just need it. Make sure 20, 25 years, 30 years from now, everything's kind of sorted. Because you got the Muslims are going to have their deal, and they got it. You got 2 million Palestinians. You got Qatar writing tens or hundreds of billions of dollars of checks for redevelopment. You got Turkey as security guarantee. Netanyahu said when JD was there, well, you know, I got to think about Turkey. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Yeah, call this guy named Trump at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Put a call into him. Get his thoughts on that. Erdogan is the head of the security force with Egyptian troops and UAE troops and maybe Saudi troops. We've unwound in 2 months what has been in place 100 years ago when General Allenby and Lawrence of Arabia blew up through Jerusalem to Damascus and drove the Ottoman Empire out of the Middle East, out of that part of it, and drove them out of Syria, drove them out of Israel, Palestine.
בחזון השלום שלי, חיים בארץ הקטנה שלנו, שני עמים חופשיים זה בצד זה, בשכנות טובה ובכבוד הדדי. לכל אחד הדגל שלו, ההמנון שלו והשלטון שלו.
We also recognize that the Palestinians also live there, and they want a home of their own. We want to live side by side with them. Two free peoples living in peace, living in prosperity, living in dignity.
I outlined a vision of peace of two states for two peoples. I removed hundreds of roadblocks and checkpoints to ease freedom of movement in the Palestinian areas. I took the unprecedented step of freezing new buildings in the settlements for 10 months. No prime minister did that before, ever. In such a genuine peace, Israel is prepared to make painful compromises.
אני בנאומי כאן לפני 4 שנים אמרתי שהפתרון הוא מדינה פלסטינית מפורזת. אנחנו מוכנים להכיר במדינת הלאום שלכם. זה מחיר גדול מאוד. זה ירק. היא תופסת שטחים שאיתכם מולדת שלנו. זה לא דבר של מה בכך.
And Israel continues to seek an historic compromise with our Palestinian neighbors. 6 Israeli prime ministers, myself included, have not succeeded at achieving peace with the Palestinians. My predecessors were prepared to make painful concessions. So am I.
Because I remain committed to a vision of two states for two peoples.
We want a peace that would end the conflict once and for all. My position has not changed. I don't support a one-state solution. I don't believe that's a solution at all. I support the vision of two states for two peoples.
But I want you to know, I have not given up on peace. I remain committed to a vision of peace based on two states for two peoples.
A community of nations that is very concerned about the two-state solution in general and the settlements in particular. What is your vision for that state?
Well, I laid out my vision for two states, for two peoples. I haven't changed. It's there.